Miss Constance. This is against me conscience. No, not me, Miss Constance. This is against me conscience. To run you a flat race, I'm afraid. You're too small, you can't make the grade. She said I may be small, but yet I'll take on any runner when the track get wet. I said, okay, baby, let's run 100 yards or 220. She said, no short distance, because I want to test your endurance. You seem to think I'm a little child. You're getting fresh, let's run a mile. I bet you hold your head and ball. Before we finish running, you are bound to fall. Yes, sir. I started off quite easy, confident of victory. When the first lap ended, I was feeling splendid. But in the second lap, rain started drizzling. Miss Constance passed me as if she was flying. I will never forget the way she opened up when the track got wet. When you talk about running, she made me feel I was walking. She wanted to lap me, apparently. She wanted to gain me. So I got up and get with a winning mind. I made a terrific drive from behind. The winner, no one could tell. We were coming in together when I hear the bell. When the last lap started, I wasn't feeling splendid. My knees started wobbling, see me on the track, oh, I was tumbling. Then in the middle of the track, I got so confused. My foot slipped out of the running shoes. I got weak and fall, and my foot couldn't go back in the shoes at all. Hear my explanation, I did not give satisfaction. I said, my lady, you won me, because the water had the track slippery. Wasn't for that big running shoes, bet your life I wouldn't lose. She said that is no excuse at all. The shoes ain't too big, is your foot too small? Kaiso Papa.